Okay, so just chatting about Barracuda. So Barracuda is, as I said, an awful name, but it's a port of a piece of software that does DNA lookup on Dacuda hardware, hence the name Barracuda. But unless you actually see it written down, the CUDA part just disappears, and Barracuda is now, if you look for Barracuda, you get lots of pictures of fish, pictures of motor cars even. Anyway, so the point with Barracuda is a piece of software that does DNA lookup, and it's been written by my friend Brian, who I've never met. This has all been done by email. So he's put this his software onto SourceForge, and I downloaded it from there. And we had email discussions. And since then, we've been sending code via SVN. But the point was, the original code ran on the parallel hardware, on the graphics cards. And what I did was to take that code and use genetic improvement to speed it up. So in terms of the core of the code, it'll now do pushing, not quite, but pushing 2 million DNA sequences a second. And of course, that's, you know, it's a bit of a cheat, because that's just the core of it, and the stuff around it, the stuff that runs on the PC, that hasn't been changed. So although we got a massive speed up on that part, the overall improvement was typically in the region of 2 or 3-fold. However, Brian was quite happy with that. So what happened around about March is we incorporated the code that had been tweaked by GP and tweaked by me back into his system. And so since March, it's been incorporated into SourceForge and has been downloaded 771 times. So we were quite chuffed about that. Two other things have happened since then. One is about this time last year, IBM and NVIDIA got a massive contract to build effectively the fastest computer in the world. And the team that's doing that emailed NVIDIA and said, do you know Brian and Bill? The upshot of which was, Barracuda has been taken by this team within IBM and ported onto their architecture. So the code that we ran the GP over is now running on the IBM architecture. So that's one thing. Separately from that, there is a company, I think based in Texas, which packages up open source bioinformatics tools and essentially sells them on to the US to US hospitals. And so they've expressed some interest in taking Barracuda and incorporating it into their system. That hasn't happened yet, but at least the last time I checked, they were still on their April release. But hopefully it will be included in the next release. So I should have started by explaining what Barracuda does, which is it takes short DNA sequences from next generation DNA scanners. So these are devices that throw out hundreds of millions, even billions of DNA sequences a day. And currently they're straining the existing software to actually process them fast enough. So these things are scan DNA samples. They produce very short DNA sequences from them. And the first thing you have to do to actually make any sense of them is put them back into a long sequence. And the way that's done is by matching the short sequence against the human reference genome. And so you know where each of the small fragments come from, and therefore you can splice them all together to get a more or less complete human genome from your sample by reassembling all these samples. And Barracuda is a tool that takes the short sequences and matches them against the human genome.